A poker game is in progress on the Enterprise.
One.
Are you trying to fill another inside straight, Worf? Don't say I didn't warn you.
Pa! I fold.
I will raise you 3.
No cards? The best poker face I've ever seen. Dealer takes 2. You're 3, and 10 more.
I will see your 10 and raise you 20.
Data, have you got a flush or a full house?
It will cost you 20 to make that determination, sir.
Dealer folds.
You two have successfully divided the evening between you.
I suspect conspiracy. But far be it from me to accuse my superior officers.
You're getting harder and harder to bluff, Data. You've learned this game very well.
Yes, sir. I believe I have.
I tell you what. I'll bet that I can find any card that you hide in this deck. And furthermore, I will make you help me find it.
Careful, Data.
Your guidance is much valued, Counselor. However,
pick a card. Don't let me see it.
He shows the Jack of Hearts to Troy and Worf.
Now, lose it in the deck. Cut the deck into 2 even piles. Okay. One more time. And again. How many cards?
11.
Take 5.
Removing 2 cards, Data withdraws 5 and puts the other 2 back.
Throw them away.
Data throws them over his shoulder.
Pick 3 more.
Okay, now pick one of those.
Data takes the middle card and turns it over. He stares in surprise at the Jack of Hearts.
That's your card?
Incredible.
Not at all, Counselor. You surreptitiously placed the edge of your left thumb against the card. When you divided the deck to reshuffle, you kept that card on top. You thus were able to have me either save or discard, depending upon the location of the card, which you followed at each step, until we were left with just 1, the card I originally chose. Sir, I believe under the circumstances...
Picard to Riker.
Captain!
We have received a distress call. We're changing course to intercept.
Captain's log, stardate 44215.2. The Enterprise has bypassed its scheduled archaeological survey of Camus 2 in response to a distress call from the Federation freighter Arcos, which has assumed an emergency orbit around Turkana 4, birthplace of our late comrade Tasha Yar.
We will be entering the Turkana system in 11 minutes, Captain.
Engine status?
Stable, but we have maintained warp factor 9 for longer than is recommended, sir.
Subspace message from the Arcos. The transmitter is failing. Audio only.
Let's hear it.
Enterprise, this is Tan Su, Arcos engineer. Estimate 5 minutes to warp drive containment breach. Make that 3 minutes. Thanks for trying, Enterprise.
Ensign, warp factor 9.3. How much time?
7 minutes, 15 seconds will put us within transporter range, Captain.
9.6.
Mr. O'Brien, prepare to lock onto the 2 crewmen.
Aye, Captain.
We are now entering the Turkana system, sir.
Slow to impulse.
Visual contact, sir.
Get them out of there, O'Brien. Status, O'Brien.
There's nothing to lock on to, Commander.
I am reading an ion trail characteristic of a freighter escape pod.
Unable to establish contact.
Could have been damaged by the explosion. They may have been able to maintain orbit.
Let's hope they stay clear of the colony.
That is exactly where the ion trail is leading, Commander.
Hail the colony.
I've been trying to, Captain. No response.
They haven't been able to maintain reliable communication since their government fell apart.
The last Federation vessel to make contact was the Potemkin 6 years ago. They were warned that anyone transporting down to the colony would be killed.
Number 1. Ready and away, team.
British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek The Next Generation, created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Legacy, voiced by Marston York. The Federation Starship Enterprise journeys into the wild beauty of the unknown. Streaming flat planes of swirling gases ring an enormous glowing orb in a distant galaxy as a comet, its tail glowing red and blue in the star's light, flashes past, revealing a rocky moon orbiting a ringed planet.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Starring Patrick Stewart as Captain Jean-Luc Picard, Jonathan Frakes as Commander William Riker, LeVar Burton as Lieutenant Geordi LaForge, Michael Dorn as Lieutenant Worf, Gates McFadden as Dr. Beverly Crusher, Marina Sirtis as Counselor Deanna Troi, Brent Spiner as Lieutenant Commander Data, and Will Wheaton as Wesley Crusher. Theme by Jerry Goldsmith and Alexander Courage. The United Federation of Planets was created to form alliances between species, and the pooling of knowledge and desire to learn pushes the boundaries of our own existence in an effort to discover more. The engines on the Enterprise power up. Explosive fusion builds to warp power, and the Enterprise lunges forward in a flash of blue and white light.
Captain's log, supplemental. We are in orbit above Turkana 4, an Earth colony that severed relations with the Federation nearly 15 years ago. I'm concerned about sending an away team, but if we are to discover the fate of the two missing Federation crewmen, I see no alternative.
The surface settlement appears to be all but destroyed. Sensors show that the colonists now live in structures that extend nearly 3 kilometers beneath the city.
Have you located the escape pod's landing points, Chief?
Yes, sir. 300 meters beyond the colony perimeter.
Sir, we can't anticipate a violent response to our presence. Perhaps the doctor should wait here until we signal.
I appreciate your concern. I think it's exaggerated.
Doctor, the colony is completely lawless. Lieutenant Yar spoke of rape gangs
and... Mr. Worf, I can handle myself.
She's coming. The Arco's crewman may need immediate medical attention. Set phasers on maximum stun.
Riker steps onto the platform, recalibrating his phaser. The others do the same, and they form a back-to-back circle.
Energize.
The buildings on the surface of Turkana 4 are derelict and unused. A dry wind whips dust around the ruins.
The dispersion trail continues in this direction. The concentration gradient definitely increases along this vector. The escape pod was apparently moved into the tunnels ahead of us.
The underground tunnels are walled with metal. A settler welds part of the wall as the team enters unchallenged.
Hardly the response we expected.
Pardon me.
Maybe things have changed here.
Over here! Open the face!
An armed group confronts them.
Identify yourselves!
We're from the Federation Starship Enterprise. We've tracked two of our crewmen to this area. Do you know anything about them?
Possibly.
What do you mean?
They found us!
Proximity detectors. I see them used on Mono 3.
Follow me!
Implants glow in their chests and the settlers rush away. The away team follows.
The Alliance is holding your men hostage, Commander Riker, not us. You can expect a ransom demand.
The Alliance?
Our good friends. Our good friends are gonna be upset when they realize we took their last crate of Telluridan Synthale.
Maybe I should take this to the authorities.
We are authorities. The Coalition, our cadre, runs this side of the city. The Alliance controls the other side. Take your choice.
Are you offering to help us?
In return for some consideration. Phasers are in short supply down here. A starship isn't going to miss a few.
That is no better than a ransom demand.
No matter what you give the Alliance, they'll eventually kill your crewmen anyway. With our help, at least there's a chance you'll get your men back alive. All I'm asking for is help in maintaining our defense. We are trying to keep the peace.
Everything we've seen would indicate otherwise.
A prank! Our proximity implants prevent either side from doing any serious damage. They warn us when an enemy is approaching.
Then why do you need more phasers?
The Alliance just discovered a large cache of weapons. I'm just trying to make things even, to preserve the peace.
You keep using the word peace. We've heard a different version of life on Takana 4.
Ancient history. Where did you hear that?
A former crewman was born here.
Where is he now?
She was killed in the line of duty.
Well, that's as good a way to die as any. As I said, ancient history. This is now, and your men are in trouble.
We'll return to the Enterprise and consider your proposal.
A gift for your captain.
The Coalition leader hands Riker a bottle of Synthahol.
Riker to Enterprise. Energize.
I want everything there is to know about the starship Enterprise.
The scout party leader nods. Riker and Worf stand with Picard on the bridge.
According to Haim, the Coalition and the Alliance raid each other for supplies, much of it non-essential.
Why? A battle exercise.
The defenses apparently prevent deep strikes into each other's territory. Minor skirmishes are all that's left.
Coalition, Alliance. It all sounds so reasonable, but what you've described is the behavior of urban street thugs. We certainly won't trade weapons for crewmen. How do you suggest we deal with them?
We have to tell them something.
No promises, no denials.
For now, Haines' Coalition is our only safe access to the colony. We'll keep the door open, see where it leads us.
Captain, transmission coming in from Takana 4 on a secure channel.
On screen.
Hello, Enterprise. Commander Riker, would you introduce me to your captain?
I'm Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
I have someone here you might like to meet. This is Ishara. Ishara Yar.
Tasha was my sister.
There's an old saying, Captain. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. I've decided it's in my best interest to help you get your crewmen back.
With nothing from us in return.
You could be forced into paying my adversary a ransom and weapons. I'll do anything I can to avoid that possibility.
What do you propose?
Ishara will be our liaison.
I know Alliance territory. I can help you with a rescue plan.
One moment.
Mute.
Reactions.
I do not trust him.
She could be a fake. We told him a member of our crew was from the colony.
All Haim had to do was to search through their database on Starfleet to find Tasha's name.
Counselor.
He's deceiving us, and he's clearly hoping to manipulate us. As for the identity of the young woman, I can't really tell.
Nevertheless, this is an option we cannot neglect. We'll continue on other fronts as they present themselves. For now, let's see what she has to say.
Open.
I have decided to accept your proposal.
Thank you. Good luck.
As the Enterprise maintains orbit around Takana 4, Ishara Yar transports to the Enterprise.
Welcome to the Enterprise, Ishara. I am Commander Data.
You're not human.
I'm an android.
Built for fighting.
On what do you base that assumption?
A cybernetic device serving on a starship.
The Enterprise is not a ship of war. It is a ship of exploration.
The first thing to do is to help you map the colony. This is a general grid of the tunnel system. I can fill in the specific details from memory.
My orders are to escort you to the observation lounge. Please come with me. Your sister never spoke of you.
It's not surprising.
It is surprising to me. Tasha and I spent much time together. We had a number of conversations.
Did she talk at all about the colony?
Only to say that she was lucky to have escaped.
It wasn't luck, it was cowardice.
Cowardice is a term I've never heard applied to Tasha.
Is something wrong?
No. It is just that for a moment, the expression on your face reminded me of her.
It's been 15 years. I don't even remember what she looked like.
She walks on and Data follows, ushering her into the conference room where the senior officers turn as one to face her.
You don't believe I'm Tasha's sister?
We have considered the possibility.
I'm not surprised.
You can sample my DNA if you'd like.
Yes, I will.
Please sit down.
Riker stands up and turns his seat round for her. She sits and he takes a seat next to her.
Thank you.
Perhaps it would help if you gave us some idea of what we're dealing with on Takana 4. The last information describes a colony in almost complete disarray.
Started falling apart almost 30 years ago. There were dozens of factions. They fought until the city above ground was in ruins.
The Coalition and the Alliance are all that's left?
We were the two strongest factions. When the government couldn't stop the violence, they gave us police powers. The proximity detectors were originally designed by the government to keep us under control.
Apparently that part of the plan didn't work very well.
No. After a few months, we didn't need the government anymore.
Tasha left you in the middle of all that?
She didn't abandon me, if that's what you mean. Tasha asked me to go with her, but I had already joined the Coalition. They were my family. Captain, we don't have a lot of time. Maybe we should get started.
Incoming transmission from the colony, Captain.
On screen.
Enterprise. I'm being held by Turkana 4 Alliance. I've been instructed to say that you have 20 hours to make reparations for Federation intrusions into this colony. Or my pilot and I will be killed.
Ask them if we can at least send some medical.
Take that threat seriously, Captain. They'll torture them and then they'll kill them.
My cadre has never recovered a hostage alive from the Alliance. Your crewmen could be held in any number of places. The Alliance has two main headquarters and 13 ancillary bases of operation. All underground, all heavily guarded.
Captain, if I could get to the myographic scanner.
What's that?
A sensing device from the escape pod. It monitors the bioelectric signatures of the crew in the event they get separated from the pod.
I could install a booster on the device that would relay its signals to the Enterprise. Then we could track them in from up here.
Unfortunately, we don't know where the escape pod is.
Level 3C, section 547. We have our sources. Access tunnels are here and here.
We could transfer the away team right into this intersection.
Don't underestimate them, Commander. They'll be ready for that. I've seen them use this kind of strategy before. I know it looks isolated and easily accessible, but my guess is they have hundreds on the levels above and below just waiting for you to make your move.
We will need a diversion.
Transport a couple of photon grenades into the adjoining chamber. At minimum intensity, it wouldn't kill anybody, but it would shake them up a bit.
That won't give us enough time. We need to occupy them long enough for you to install the relay.
Transport me into this corridor. My magnetic implant will set off the defense alarms. They'll think it's a raid by the Coalition.
Too dangerous. We've seen what those tunnels look like. You could be easily cut off from the rest of us.
Commander Riker, I was ordered to assist you in any way possible. That doesn't mean as long as it's safe or convenient. If you had the time, we could come up with another plan, but you don't. Right now, I'm your best option.
She would have to be armed, sir.
I'd like to discuss this with the captain. Take Ashara down to see Dr. Crusher.
Data nods to her and she follows him. Riker looks anxiously at Worf and Geordi. In sickbay, Dr. Crusher scans Ashara's arm.
You have Tasha's DNA on file?
The ship's computer does. There's always some differentiation between Sonomic chromosomes, but not enough to affect results. It should take me a few hours to run the Sonomic comparison.
That wasn't too bad. So all that's left of my sister is a file and a computer.
Tasha exists in our memories as well.
How did she die?
Lieutenant Yar was killed on Vagra 2 by a malevolent entity.
In battle?
No. She was killed as a demonstration of the creature's power, without provocation.
It's not how I intend to die.
The captain approves. You're with us.
Ashara nods and looks nervously at Data. In the Alliance-governed part of the colony, guards keep watch around the Arcos escape pod. Riker leads an away team cautiously through the tunnels to take up position hidden behind metal posts around an open area in front of the pod.
Enterprise, we're in position.
Mr. O'Brien, energize.
Aye, Captain.
Ashara, phaser drawn, materializes in a yellow-lit hazy passageway and immediately moves to hide as the alarm sounds. The guards gather.
There, level two.
Tunnel 16.
Come on.
Okay. Yosh, go with us.
Here, here.
Two guards are left at the pod. They are quickly stunned. Quickly, Geordi sets to work on the pod.
Let's check five. Yes, sir.
The Alliance guards search the dimly lit passageways for the intruder as Ashara cautiously makes her way through the corridors. Checking each corner for signs of her enemy, she leads with her phaser, alert and wary. Pausing at a junction, her implant suddenly glows.
Get behind! Somebody's here!
Watch your back!
I'm right behind you!
Thought it was in here!
This way!
We're moving!
This way!
Go! Go!
Geordi scans the pod's circuits.
Damn!
Geordi, what is taking so long?
There's a lot of damage here. The myographic scanner is operational, but the power source keeps fluctuating.
Can you fix it?
Yeah, I can probably run a shot from the converter.
How long will it take?
10 minutes.
Do it.
O'Brien, lock onto Ashara. Get her out of here.
There's a transformer substation directly above the chamber she just entered. It's masking her signal.
Stand by. Stay here and cover LaForge.
Commander!
That's an order. Return to the ship as soon as you're finished. I'll signal for transport as soon as I can.
Riker rushes to Ashara's last known position and Worf stands helplessly, angrily watching him go. Ashara's implant starts to glow rapidly and she turns as an Alliance guard fires at her. She crashes unconscious to the floor. As the guard approaches her, Riker fires and he is thrown backwards. Quickly, the commander pulls her to safety as two more guards open fire.
Get us out of here!
Energizing.
Riker materializes with Ashara in his arms. The rest of the away team watches him, nodding to each other as he stands grimly in the transporter.
Come. How is she?
Couple of cracked ribs. She'll be all right.
Dr. Crusher just called me with the result of the DNA comparison. Ashara is Tasha's sister.
After what she did for us down there, that doesn't surprise me one bit.
You took some unnecessary personal risks, number one.
We lost Tasha on an away team under my command. The thought of the same thing happening to her sister.
It's an emotional response, Will. We can't afford it.
Understood.
Commander? Well done.
I've fused the bone tissue along both fractures. The muscles around the area will be weak for a day or two, but you shouldn't feel any pain.
Thank you, Doctor.
Ashara, I wanted to thank you personally for what you did for us down on the colony. It was more than I expected.
I don't run away when things get tough, like some people. Like my sister did.
Let me tell you about your sister. The first time I saw Tasha Yar, she was making her way through a Cornelian minefield to reach a wounded colonist. Her ship had responded to their distress call, as had mine. When it was all over, I requested that she be assigned to the Enterprise. Her ship's captain owed me a favor. In the months that followed, she never once failed to put the safety of the crew before her own. And she died doing the same. I'm sorry you never knew the woman Tasha became. I think you would have been proud of her. She of you.
Ashara joins Data on the bridge, studying a graphic of the settlement.
What is this structure?
A main fusion source. There's one next to each of the Alliance headquarters. It powers all of their defensive systems. This chamber is accessed from the level below. Entry points are evenly spaced along this wall every 25 meters.
Worf walks past them and Ashara looks shyly away, turning to Data.
Data, where was Tasha's post?
Tactical station, where Lieutenant Worf is now.
Did Tasha have many friends here?
Yes. She was especially close to Commander Riker and Lieutenant Worf, and to myself.
Are you able to have friends?
Yes.
But you don't have feelings, do you?
Not as such. However, even among humans, friendship is sometimes less an emotional response and more a sense of familiarity.
So you can become used to someone.
Exactly. As I experience certain sensory input patterns, my mental pathways become accustomed to them. The input is eventually anticipated and even missed when absent.
Like my sister.
Yes, like your sister.
They've been moved so far underground, it's been difficult to pinpoint their signatures. But the men are here, next to one of the Alliance headquarters. That's about 2 kilometers of solid granite above their heads.
So much for the transporters.
Not necessarily. We could use the ship's phasers to cut a shaft through the bedrock to this storage tunnel here. The clear path through the rock, we'd be able to transport down through the tunnel. That'll put us close enough to get to the crewmen. But I'll need 2 hours to refit the ship's phasers for drilling.
It's a real maze down there.
I spent a lot of time in that section before they took it over. There are blind tunnels and dead ends that don't even show up on this map.
We do not have much choice.
If it wasn't for my implant setting off all the alarms, I could guide you to your men.
We could remove the implant.
No, it has a micro-explosive inside that detonates on contact with air. When you join a cadre, you join for life.
A small force field containing xenon or another inert gas could be placed over the incision site. The explosive could possibly be disarmed at the same time it is removed.
Nervously thoughtful, Ashara leans on a console considering the implications. Riker watches her.
This is something you're going to have to decide for yourself, Ashara. Think about it while we're waiting for Geordi.
She nods slowly. Later, Ashara sits with Data in 10 forward.
Our parents were killed in some crossfire just after I was born. Some people took care of us for a few months, but then one day we came home and they were gone. So Tasha took care of me, and when I was old enough, I joined the Coalition.
Tasha did not.
My sister hated the cadres. She blamed them for our parents' death. For everything. She refused to join, and she left as soon as she had the chance. I always thought she was weak for doing that. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe she made the right choice. To work together for something besides killing. To be close to someone without always having to protect your back. Very appealing. You're the perfect example. I hardly even know you, Data, but already I completely trust you. I even consider you a friend.
Thank you. I would like to consider you my friend as well.
She smiles, but a shadow crosses her face.
If I had known about this place 15 years ago, things might have been different.
Data watches her and she looks slowly up into his eyes as a troubled look flickers on her face.
Maybe it's not too late.
Shara is willing to have the implant removed, sir.
Good. Inform Dr. Crusher.
She has also expressed a desire to leave the colony. She hopes to apply to the Academy and eventually join Starfleet.
Does she understand the magnitude of these decisions?
She claims to, Captain.
I get a sense of ambiguity from her. Her loyalties are clearly divided, Captain.
Are you suggesting we should deny her an escape from this environment?
No. I'm just not sure she wants to escape. It's the only way of life she's ever known.
Ultimately, it is her decision to make, not ours. Mr. Data, proceed with the mission as planned.
Data,
Yes, Counselor.
You seem so strong in your support. I'm curious.
We must free the crewman. She appears to be our best hope of doing so. In addition, I've become used to her.
Troy watches him gauging his intentions, and Data steps out of the ready room. He looks around, and his gaze settles on Ishara. He walks up to the upper level of the bridge deck.
Ishara.
Thank you, Data.
You are welcome. Dr. Crusher is expecting you in sick bay.
It's all so different.
To what are you referring?
On the colony, nobody does anything for anyone else unless they have something to gain from it.
But I do have something to gain from it. Your continued presence on the ship. Is something wrong?
I have to tell Hayne and the others. I owe it to them. Guess I ought to get it over with.
If you desire privacy, you may use the observation lounge.
That would probably make things a little easier.
Suddenly, her expression becomes tenderly serious, and she steps forward towards Data. Leaning up to him, she gently kisses his cheek and turns away.
Report.
It's working.
Captain's log, stardate 44225.3. Dr. Crusher has successfully removed Ishara's magnetic implant, enabling the young woman to guide our rescue attempt. Without my intending it, she has virtually become an active member of the crew.
Cardiovascular functions, normal. Metabolism, immunity, all other vital signs, excellent. How do you feel?
Better than I've ever felt.
Dr. Crusher picks up the implant.
Thanks for staying with me.
Ishara smiles at Data.
You might want to keep this. It's been with you a long time.
Ishara stares at the small, flat, rectangular implant and turns towards Data, standing beside the bed.
You keep it, Data. So you won't forget me.
Have you reconsidered your decision to stay with us?
No. Just in case something goes wrong down there.
He nods in confusion and stares at the implant.
I understand you wish to join Starfleet.
Someday, if I'm lucky.
On that day, it is we who will be lucky.
Picard to Riker. Is your away team ready?
Waiting for your signal, sir.
Status, Mr. LaForge.
Phasers in alignment and ready to fire.
How far must we penetrate to safely allow transport function?
1.6 kilometers.
Fire phases.
Aye, sir. One point six kilometers. Deep enough for transport, sir.
Cease fire. Mr. O'Brien, energize.
The away team materializes in a dimly lit corridor.
This way.
Peering around, phasers drawn, the away team searches for the prisoners. Ishara takes point, moving quickly forward.
Caution is indicated.
We're near the heart of the Alliance. Security is minimal here. They aren't expecting anybody this far in.
Ishara?
Follow me.
She leads on, looking ahead in confusion, searching for recognizable landmarks. At a junction, she turns left, uncertain but determined.
Are you certain?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to remember. I was here, but it was a long time ago. There have been changes. It's through here.
Peering around a corner, she stops, looking at a guard outside a large metal door.
There. Your men are behind that door.
Riker looks at Data and Worf and heads for the door. Ishara waits at the junction. Suddenly, the guard turns and Riker fires. They fire at the door, which blasts open, and they rush to help the injured prisoners.
Hold out your hands.
As Riker fires at the cuffs on their wrists, Ishara keeps watch. Suddenly, she ducks as guards walk past her, and she hurries into a corridor as a guard steps out in front of her. Her phaser blast hits his shoulder and he spins to the floor. Struggling to look up, the guard aims his phaser at an alarm and collapses. Ashara quickly runs up a set of stone steps. Riker stares in surprise at the flashing alarm above his head.
Let's get moving!
Where is she?
Commander, look!
What the hell happened here?
She probably tried to draw their fire. It triggered the alarm.
Worf, get these men back to the Enterprise.
Come on!
Data here with me.
Ashara fires at a guard standing by the main power generator and turns her phaser on a panel which blasts open and she quickly sets to work on the console inside.
Ashara, what are you doing? The fusion generator is overloading. You are attempting to disable the defense system. For what reason? We have rescued the crewmen.
I don't care about your crewmen. We have 3,000 troops waiting at the perimeter. When the defenses go down, they'll come in. The Alliance will fall.
The Federation will be responsible for the resulting deaths. I cannot allow that.
You don't have a choice.
That is not so.
I don't want to kill you, Data.
We will both be destroyed by the explosion.
The Coalition's been all I've had for 15 years. They've given me a life. I don't mind dying for them. But you won't have to if you just get out of here now.
Was this your intention from the beginning?
We never could have gotten this deep into Alliance territory without your help.
Our help was not deliberate. You deceived us.
What's the difference? You got what you came for. Why do you care about what we do?
Your friendship with me was part of the deception, was it not? You misled me at each step, and yet I was completely unaware.
That doesn't matter now. None of it does now. Get out of here, Data, please! Now!
My duty requires me to intercede. Ishara!
Data fires, knocking her unconscious to the floor.
What was she doing? Disabling the detection system so her forces could attack.
Set to kill.
They stare in disbelief at her phaser setting and down at her unconscious form. Worf leads Ashara onto the bridge and silently points for her to stand next to the captain. She looks at Data, who turns away and looks up at the viewing screen. Arrogantly standing next to the captain, she watches him as Picard turns to Haines' face on the screen.
The strategy failed.
There was a calculated risk. You gave us an opportunity we couldn't ignore. Ashara, are you hurt?
No.
I want her returned immediately.
You're in no position to dictate to anybody. She attacked two Federation officers.
You have no jurisdiction here.
Don't talk about legal rights. Your jurisdiction is based entirely on the threat of violence.
You have your crewmen back. Isn't that enough?
What do you know about...
Picard holds up his hand for silence and turns to Ashara. He looks hard at her, gazing into her eyes, and she returns his gaze with calm confidence.
Commander Data, escort Ashara to the transporter room.
Thank you, Captain. I'm just trying to make...
Close the channel!
...to preserve the peace.
They turn to watch Data lead Ashara to the turbo lift, and Riker looks at the captain.
You're far more charitable than I would have been, Captain.
I understand your feelings, Number One. I share them. But perhaps the fault lies in ourselves. We were so eager to accept her. Each of us, myself included, wanted to see something of Tasha and this woman. We saw more than was there.
Data and Ashara walk silently side by side to the transporter room.
You haven't said one word to me.
What do you wish to talk about?
O'Brien looks up as they enter and they turn to face each other.
I did what I had to do. I'm sorry if I hurt you in the process.
I am an android. It is not possible for me to be injured in that fashion.
Whenever you're ready.
Slowly, Ashara turns and steps onto the transport platform. She stands beneath a transport light and looks sadly back at Data.
You know, Data, I wasn't always lying to you.
That time we spent talking, that was the closest thing to friendship I've ever had. If that means anything to you.
Energize.
Data stares blankly at the empty space on the transport platform. The Enterprise breaks orbit around Takana 4, resuming its previous heading. Commander Riker sits in his quarters studying a data recorder.
Come in. Data, what's on your mind?
Recent events have left me puzzled, sir. It has been days since Ishara left, and yet my thoughts seem to dwell on her. Almost as if I were experiencing a feedback loop in my mnemonic network.
I know what you mean.
It is curious that I was so easily misled.
Make that we.
Yes, sir.
Data, sit down.
Thank you, sir.
In all trust, there is the possibility of betrayal. I'm not sure you were prepared for that.
Were you prepared, sir?
I don't think anybody ever is.
Then it is better not to trust.
Without trust, there's no friendship, no closeness, none of the emotional bonds that make us who we are.
And yet you put yourself at risk.
Every single time.
Perhaps I am fortunate, sir, to be spared the emotional consequences.
Perhaps.
Data nods abruptly and stands. Turning quickly, he strides out of Riker's quarters. As the door closes behind him, Data's shoulders slump and he stops in the corridor. Looking down at his right hand, he stares at the small yellow rectangle of Ishara's implant. Gently rubbing the edges, he is lost in sad thought. Slowly he looks up. His usual blank expression has hardened, and he stares ahead, tight-lipped and sorrowful. The end.